Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, May 15th, in the year 1819, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, reporting on the meeting of the House of Assembly, conveyed to the public that a letter addressed to the Honorable Samuel Hines, representative of the House for St. Michael, was presented within the session of deliberations. Hawkering was under attack. The letter had been written and delivered to Mr. Hines by a constituent of Bridgetown, who, in the opening of his letter, impressed upon Mr. Hines, and I quote, "Sir, a petition signed by upwards of 100 inhabitants of this town was put into your hands about 3 months ago, praying for legislative relief against the pernicious custom of hawking goods about town and country," end quote. This issue was of such grave concern to some of the residents of Bridgetown that they followed up their petition with a letter directly to the General Assembly seeking legislative redress. The petitioner was revealed to be one of a large number of shopkeepers trading in Bridgetown, who was complaining of unfair competition and the disadvantages under which they traded. Being so taken by the gravity of the situation, the petitioner, in a moment of great generosity and community spirit, declared, quote, "If this measure were one in which my own individual interests had no share, I should still, as a citizen anxious to promote the welfare of a numerous and respectable class of our town population, urge it on the attention of all those members of the legislative body with whom I occasionally have the pleasure to converse. But I am deeply interested in this now momentous matter because I am, sir, one of a large number of persons depending on the success in shopkeeping for the support and education of large families," end quote. The petitioner would continue to bemoan the disadvantages and threat to his business, blaming the reductions in the Army and Navy forces, which equated to decreases in customers, the high prices of goods out of England, the drudgery of rental expense, taxes implemented by the vestry, competitors in the business, labeling them smugglers, both Negroes and mulattoes, enslaved and free, as well as gentlemen and lady peddlers, the latter group described as too proud to be recognized as shopkeepers, but who hired the Negroes and mulattoes to sell their goods across the town. Other colorful descriptive slurs branded competitors as swarms of colored people who infest the streets, lawless people, the plague who would serve to bring fair traders to ruin. This complaint, brought before this august body of lawmakers, spoke to the battle against an entrenched social system and the deep divide between people groups. To this end, historian Professor Sir Hilary Beckles unpacked the order of trade across the country, confirming that, quote, "The Bridgetown social scene was affected as much by the market activities of enslaved persons, women especially, as it was by any other social group," end quote. Therefore, on this day, May 15th, in the year 1819, the move to petition the legislature, calling for favor to be implemented toward a particular group against others within the normal ebbs and flows of business, mirrored the insurmountable divisions that existed within the society at large.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.